When Simin Resh Yud Ches, we are up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be finishing the Simin. Siv Zayin Al Neishal Odom Mesuyim Kiyoav Ben Tsruyov Achaverov, a neis that happened to a very specific, special kind of person like Yoav. V'chein Al Neis Shel Odom Shniskadesh Bo Shem Shemayim. Similarly, a neis for someone that was Makadesh Shem Shemayim Kigon Daniel Vachaverov, such as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. Mavarech, you make a bracha. Lafikach, haroa guvaroya shel Daniel. If someone sees the place, the lion's den that they threw Daniel into, the kivshan ha'esha Hananiah Mishael v'Azaria, or the furnace that they threw Hananiah Mishael v'Azaria into, mavarech she'osa neis latzadikim b'makom hazeh. You make a bracha she'neis latzadikim b'makom hazeh. The Mishtabur brings the Magen Avraham, who says that this would not apply to any person in this day and age. Mishtabura says that what you need in order to make this bracha is that he be an Adam Mesuyim, somebody that Yatzel Tivo B'chol Olam, someone that is a famous Jew that the whole world knows about. Now, Bir Halacha says that it may very well be this Halacha of somebody that was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, Lav Dafka, that the nace you're talking about was the nace of the Kiddush Hashem. It could be that once the person was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, we treat this person as if he were Rabbo, as if he were the Rabban Shel Yisrael. And then, if a different nace happens to him, you can make this bracha. But he speculates it. He's not sure. Sifches. Haroa Ishto Shalot. Someone sees that pile of salt, the Netziv Melach, that Lot's wife turned into. Mevarech Shtayim. He makes two brachas. Aleho Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Dayan Emes. On her, one would say Baruch Dayan Emes with Shem Malchus. V'alot Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Zocher HaTzadikim. And at that point, you make the bracha on Lot also of Zocher HaTzadikim, the Tzadikim referring to Avram Avinu, in whose chus Lot was saved. The Mishnah Berurah has a problem here. Why do we say Baruch Dayan Emes over Lot's wife? I mean, she's not one of the Himal, she's not one of the Nashim Tzidkonius. She became a Netziv Melach, as Rashi puts it, because she objected to his chesed, to the chesed of Lot. I mean, why does all of Klal Yisrael say a Baruch Dayan Emes over Lot's wife? So he says it could be that our tsar is that Avram Avinu's chus wasn't strong enough to save her. Now, where do we make the bracha on Lot of Zochra Tzadikim? Where you see the play, you see Lot's wife, the pile of salt. Why shouldn't it be on the kever of Lot? The answer is because the neis has to be made in the makom where he was saved. He was saved here. This was the place that Lot was taken out of Sodom, and his wife resisted that, and she ended up turning into salt. She turned around to see. Sifches. Yesh omer m'sheinu mavarach al neis ela b'neis shu yotzem imina ka'ola. The bracha is shasali neis b'makom hazeh. What qualifies as a neis? Something out of the ordinary. Something that is not al derech hateva. But let's say it was a normal kind of thing. It wasn't Yotzi Midarech Olam. For example, he was mugged. Ganavim came. They asked him for his money. He screamed and they ran away. He screamed and some other people came to his rescue. So that's a neis mi minhago shel olam. Nothing supernatural happened over there. So this shita holds that you cannot use the lashon of neis on something that was in minhag ha'olam. V'yesh cholik, there are those who say that minhag ha'olam, you do make a bracha on. V'tov levarach below askar shem u'malchus, so the mechaber paskins that you should make the bracha without shem u'malchus. Now, what does this mean? This means that the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it, is that why should the Yesh Omrim say that you make a brach on Minaga Olam, on Teva Olam? The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gra, who actually asks it as a Kasha, how could such an opinion exist? I mean, theoretically then, Any woman that gave birth should have a make a bracha whenever she sees the place that she gave birth in, because an ace happened to her. She gave birth there. She survived the birth. I would add to that, every time you see the hospital you were born in, you should have to make the bracha. An ace happened. You were born. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's obvious that that kind of minhag olam is not what anybody holds you make a bracha on. That's not called, as much as is a nace, the fact that the sun rises in the morning is also a nace. The nace of teva is not something you make a bracha on, therefore the nace of childbirth is not something that you make a bracha on. What's the case? The case is that, say, a person was caught by robbers, by bandits, and they could have killed him. Just at that moment, a car passed by, and someone saw what was going on, and the robbers ran away. Now, that is and isn't Yotze Miteva Olam. On the one hand, it's not supernatural. On the other hand, the fact that, by coincidence, Hashkacha had it, that this car should come by just when he needed it, that is somewhat of a nace. That is called a nace that's not Yotze Miteva Olam, and that is the one that there's a Yesh Cholik on that you can make a bracha. Whereas if you screamed and they ran away, then that's not a nes miteva olam. That is teva olam. As opposed to the case that's supernatural, for example, they bring down a wall, fell on him, and no one ever survives that, and he walked away unscratched. There he would have to say agomo. Excuse me. There he would have to say shasoli nes of amakam hazeh, because that's yotze miteva olam. Now, Lamaisa, the Mechaber here, Paskin, that you should make a bracha below Askar Hashem Malchus. So again, the three levels. If it's a totally normal thing, such as childbirth, you don't make a bracha according to anybody. If it's something that's really innate, like a wall fell down on him and he was unscratched, so there he definitely makes it. That's called a nace. Whereas a coincidence, meaning time-wise, the fact that you saw an act of Hashkacha, that there would be a Machlokis, and you should make without Shem Malchus. We will see later that Hagomel, one will have to say even for a coincidence, according to one Deya with regard to the halachas of Birkas Hagomel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a nes happened to somebody, a hatzolah, then first of all he should give tzedakah to Lom de Torah and have kavana that it should be accepted by Hashem as if he brought a carbon todah. That's the first thing. Aside from that, he should be metakin something for the tzibur. And the third thing is that every year, that should be a special day that he dedicates to saying thank you to Hashem for the nes having happened to him.